Good evening, everyone. This is Joseph Alice checking in for the Global Music Show of the WXYC Chapel Hill 89.3 FM in conjunction with the Area Studies Centers of the University of North Carolina. Tonight, we're going to listen to popular music in Kazan, and we have a guest here tonight, Chulpan Hismatova, who taught linguistics at Kazan State University. Chulpan, would you like to talk about the city and the university where you came from?
Yes, I want to talk about Kazan. The city was where I was born and raised. Kazan is a 1,000-year-old city with breathtaking history, diverse population, and unique cultural life. Being the capital of Republic of Tatarstan, one of the most multinational territories of Russian Federation, Kazan is a home to over 100 ethnicities, the majority of which are the Tatars and the Russians. The languages of these two ethnicities belongs to two absolutely different language groups, Turkic and Slavic. They also have two different religions to pursue, Islam and Christianity. The cultural foundation of both ethnicities are very different and unique. Such an amazing peculiarities, as well as peaceful coexistence of this and many other ethnicities in multi-million Kazan city, give grounds for interesting cultural life.
So can you tell us what we're going to listen to tonight?
Yeah, tonight we will explore only the small part of that cultural life of Kazan, music that is popular in Kazan today. The representation of music genres and style in Kazan is as diverse as the city itself. One can hear not only Tatar and Russian music here, but music from all around the world, United States included. Soloist and band's popularity, like everywhere, depends on audience age, mood, genre, styles, and language preferences.
Okay, interesting. Tell us about the sources of music for Tatar music that we're listening tonight.
Listening to the radio station is one of the most popular sources of participating in music culture in Kazan. There are about 10 radio stations there, which provide music either in Russian or in Tatar, and foreign music is pretty popular in Kazan as well.
Okay. Well, can you tell us the sort of music we will be listening?
Yeah, having limited amount of time in such a big variety of music life in this big city, I probably will concentrate my attention on popular Tatar music in Kazan.
What about some peculiarity of Tatar music?
Let me briefly describe the peculiarities of Tatar traditional music, which is the base for all modern varieties nowadays in Kazan. It is a mixture of Turkic and Finno-Ugric elements, though the most distinguishing feature of Tatar music is the pentatonic scale, which aligns it with the Chinese and Vietnamese music traditions. The most popular folk music that you can hear easily everywhere in Kazan is instrumental dance music, which is named BU. And you're gonna hear sounds of BU right now.
We'll be right back.
interesting dance music right there. Can you talk about the song and the instruments that are played in that particular track we just heard?
Yeah, you could easily hear the accordion that were playing there, and that's very typical to Tatar traditional music. And their names, the name of the original name of this accordion is Talyan Garmon, and there's another type of accordion which name is Bayan. So in general, the instruments that make Tatar music so unique and unforgettable are Talyan Garmon, Bayan. There is another one, flute, which is named Kuray. And jaw sharp is also very popular, and the original name of it is Kubuz. I need to mention that through power of this particular instrument and others, through voice, melody, and mong, I actually want to speak about this particular word mong. There is no equivalent in either in Russian or in English to give you exact translation of it. Mong means the expression of meaningfulness when one sings the song. So this is a very typical for Tatar traditional music. So through the power of instrument, voice, melody, and mong, Tatar people narrate about festivals and customs, everyday life and historic development, beauty of nature, and their emotions, their joys, sorrows, passionate feelings.
Can you tell me who is the most popular singer right now in Kazan who's performing much of these songs, or just, you know, popular singer?
I would name Aydar Galimov, who is a multiple winner of different competition, and he's tremendously popular right now in Kazan and in the whole Tatarstan, and he's actually my favorite. And right now you're actually going to hear one of his songs. It's about strong, passionate love to a beautiful girl, and you would probably enjoy his wonderful, deep, soft, and just amazing voice right now.
Yonvana toda yonna yurak, sular siberga kirak, sular sipsangda faydasız, kızlar salu bigerak, kızlar salu bigerak. Yonvana toda yonna yurak, yonamay kitma bezala, yomsaq yonay hindeyde, yonap bitma bezala, yonap bitma bezala.
You're listening to WXYC Chapel Hill 89.3 FM. This is the Global Music Show with our guest, Chulpan Hismatova.
You've just listened to Aidar Galimov, Yongan Tauda song. And I hope you have noticed a solo of Talian Garmon that I just mentioned about as a very popular traditional Tatar folk instrument. Now you're going to hear another popular song about love and happiness by Güzel Urazova. And to be exact, she's going to sing about importance of finding your second half and to live happily ever after. And this is the song Parle Utsin Reberler. Majority of Tatar folk songs are about joy, enjoyment of everyday life and nature. Here's one of them, modernized version of old cheerful and funny folk song Olmağaçlarım, performed by Züleyle Band.
İyi sen misin? misiniz?
İstemsiz.
Kalleriniz nişe.
Nişava, nişava.
Şava, şava. Onda gülüm da şeşek.
Yandan yaprağı da var.
Şunay mı ne? Nişe bu durasız.
Bravo, travas.
Travas.
Bu durmazsa gire.
Ömüşler gire.
Mişırlarına bir yirge gire.
You can easily hear these kind of songs and alike in youth disco parties in Kazan nowadays, because it can easily lead you up for dancing. It was really hard for me to sit in this chair and not dance. There is a tendency nowadays of putting modern beats in Tatar classical songs, like in this song, Urmanda Yurdum. This song is about beauty of local nature.
Thank you.
about motherland, hometown are pretty popular, not only among older generation in Kazan, but also among young people. The next song by Leysan Gimaeva narrates about warm and unforgettable memories of childhood associated with beautiful places of hometown. Here you go, Yashlerem Shishmalere.
Gülü bakşasın yugurup çıgan kim moğlana kurenmiş hiç Yeşligin çişmeleri yırakta halkın mınlarında Alda garmın dillerinde kalır u yugalmaz çişmeler Yeşligin çişmeleri Yırakta halkın mınlarında Ağılda garmın dillerinde Kalır u yuğalmaz şişmeler Sin bulu tahir Bulam zıhre Şeb şer biz mum şişmelerin gündüzün giş Yeşligin şişmeleri yırakta halkın mınlarında Ağılda garmın dillerinde kalır u yuğalmaz şişmeler Yeşligin şişmeleri Yırakta halkın mınlarında Ağılda garmın dillerinde Kalır u yuğalmaz Hazır indi bizinin ular aşık bulup mınlana kiş Yeşligin çişmeleri yırakta halkın mınlarında Ağılda garmın dillerinde kalır u yuğalmaz şişmeler Yeşligin çişmeleri Yırakta halkın mınlarında Ağılda garmın dillerinde Kalır u yuğalmaz şişmeler Kalır u yuğalmaz şişmeler Kalır u yuğalmaz şişmeler
Listening to the Global Music Show produced in conjunction with the Area Studies Centers of the University of North Carolina and WXYC Chapel Hill. Chulpan, you mentioned earlier about the young people. What do young people listen to now in Kazan?
Well, actually, that's a very good question. The next piece actually you're going to hear is going to be example of younger generation creation. This song is sung by young, pretty popular female singer Irke and boys band Esse. And they're singing about Muslim women emancipation happening in Kazan nowadays and men's attitudes towards that. So it's pretty interesting plot-based. How classical Tatar music is now interpreted by the younger generation of musicians? During recent times, in Tatar musical culture started to appear pretty much bands and soloists trying to uniquely interpret Tatar folk music. The genres that those interpretations are taking place are rock. I can name the band Murakami in this field, hip-hop, punk, and rap, Ittifaq, Azad, Shurele, to name few. And bard and jazz music are pretty popular in Kazan as well. Jive band is among the most known in Kazan. All of these musicians are trying to invent some unique musical styles within versatile, centuries-old Tatar music to experiment with amazing treasures of Tatar folk legacy, comparing them with world-renowned masterpieces. I also need to mention one more name well-known in the world and associated with modern Tatar music. That name is Zulia. Zulia is considered to be the leading proponent of Tatar and Russian music in Australia, as well as one of the most versatile and accomplished vocalists in the world music scenes today. Zulia has developed a totally original approach as an affirmation of her unique identity, an affirmation that takes her Tatar and Russian background to totally new places and in completely new ways. In her songs, you can hear not only intriguing voice, but also a combination of sounds of different instruments as accordion, double bass, percussions, guitar, brass, and occasionally kubas. Now you can hear her latest song, which is named Suonasa Hamyotam Kus.
Yeah.